Greetings. You are listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Religious Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People ask, how do you spell Cephas in John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5? The Bible states, Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E, P as in Peter, H as in help, A, S as in Sam. The reason I bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. I hope you tell others about us. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states as following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something less, something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child, but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the religious matrix. There's something that is inside the religious matrix, and could be the listeners to this program may or may not be caught up in the religious matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are something that is inside of the religious matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. Cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I hope to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by millions expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is that Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam, in spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15? And what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believes with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, Chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to come to know him and to rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Last week we ended with a description of the Jesuit oath by Ian Paisley, but only managed part of it. The superior speaks, "You will now rise to your feet, and I will instruct you in the catechism necessary to make yourself known to any member of the Society of Jesus belonging to this rank. In the first place, you as a brother Jesuit will with another mutually make the ordinary sign of the cross as any ordinary Roman Catholic would. Then one crosses his wrists, palms of his hands open, and the other in answer crosses his feet, one above the other. The first points with forefinger of the right hand to the center of the palm of the left. The other with the forefinger of the left hand points to the center of the palm of the right. The first then with his right hand makes a circle around his head, touching it. The other then with the forefinger of his left hand touches the left side of his body, just below his heart. The first then with his right hand draws it across the throat of the other, and later, then with the dagger down the stomach and abdomen of the first. The first then says, Iustum, and the other answers, Nekar. The first Regis, the other answers, Impius. The first will then present a small piece of paper folded in a peculiar manner four times, which the other will cut longitudinally, and on opening, the name Jesu will be found written upon the head and arms of a cross three times. You will then give and receive with him the following questions and answers. From whither do you come? Answer, the Holy Faith. Whom do you serve? Answer, the Holy Father at Rome, the Pope, and the Roman Catholic Church, universal throughout the world. Who commands you? Answered, the successor of St. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Society of Jesus, or the Soldiers of Jesus Christ. Who received you? Answer, a venerable man in white hair. How? Answer, with a naked dagger. I, kneeling upon the cross beneath the banners of the Pope and of our sacred order. Did you take an oath? Answer, I did, to destroy heretics and their governments and rulers, and to spare neither age nor sex nor condition, to be as a corpse without any opinion or will of my own, but to implicitly obey my superiors in all things without hesitation or murmuring. Will you do that? Answer is, I will. How do you travel? Answer, in the bark of Peter the fisherman. Whither do you travel? Answer, the four quarters of the globe. For what purpose? Answer, to obey the orders of my general and superiors and execute the will of the Pope and faithfully fulfill the conditions of my oath. Go ye then into all the world and take possession of all the lands in the name of the Pope. He who will not accept him as a vicar of Jesus and his vice-regent on earth, let him be accursed and exterminated. Backtracking a bit to the time when the Templars were supposedly eradicated, The Pope did not completely clean house. Knights of Malta and the Hospitaller were kept aside for the Vatican's purposes. The numbers have grown to 13,500 plus or minus knights and dames of the Order of Malta. They are to conduct themselves as to give a Christian example in their private and public lives, thus putting into effect the tradition of the order. It is incumbent to them to collaborate effectively in its hospitality and social works. The Crusaders who got away fled to Ireland, Scotland, and Britain, and eventually crossed the ocean to America. Many of the men who wrote the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights were Masons. They wanted to be sure they could practice what they believed in. To be continued next week. In signing off, events are moving so rapidly, please get involved and tell your family, friends, and co-workers about our websites. You can download these broadcasts at Cephas-radio.com. It was just updated with the most telling YouTubes ever on the bottom of the post. They are a must for all believers. That's at the matrix.cephasministry.com. matrix.cephasministry.com. We also set up a new website, cephas-news.com, which has 60 YouTubes addressing Pope Francis. For free comprehensive monthly news, sign up at go-cephas.com. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Shalom. I have 2 minutes left to share why I'm doing this broadcast. I grew up in Europe and had no idea who the Mormons were when I was approached by missionaries. They said that they were from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. At the time, I had come to the Lord, and I was looking for a church to join. I figured He would not put me in the wrong church. But He had other plans. I became a Temple Mormon after 12 years of serving the church. I found similar oaths so secret that a layman could not understand. I researched, began to question, and started studying the gospel. I found out that they are Freemasons. I'm a born-again believer and had to depart and renounce Freemasonry. God wants us to overcome this worldly system. That became very evident. God bless you. Talk to you next week.